Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Has anybody seen the stream? I'm gonna keep coming back until I hear something about the stream.
This is Penn Sunday School, and to our listening ears, all angels sing and round us rings the music of the stream.
Here we go.
This is Penn Sunday School.
And another thing! No, brothers, sisters, siblings, and our friends at Elkton Magic. Welcome to Penn Sunday School. I'm Matt Donnelly. We're slowly trying to calm down from our last episode. We record them back to back, you see. So it's hard sometimes to clean the slate.
Not like it's been 3 days.
But I believe here he is preaching the love, Penn Jillette.
It was funny after the last episode about the New York Times and Uri Geller, we were still carrying on afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still upset.
So let's move on from that.
Yeah.
And we should deal with this right here. Terwilliger. I never can say his name right.
Joe Terwilliger.
Terwilliger. Many people.
Yeah.
And one of them being Reddy Rich.
Yeah.
Objected to Joe's rosy picture of North Korea.
Right.
He'd been there. I haven't. I don't know about it. And I'm not the kind of interviewer that is qualified to go up against him. We will maybe we'll have Joe on another time, and maybe we can set it up so we can open for calls. Someone wrote in what happened was Reddy sent us the kindest example of this, but we should talk to North Korean survivors and give them a point of view other than the carefully curated supposedly middle class.
I think we didn't pull a Joe Rogan on him. I don't think we were like just. I think we were taken aback. I think you can hear in that episode that we don't know how to approach some of the things he was saying as being good.
Yeah.
It just seemed impossible. So we pushed back a little bit when we could. But yes, if we did not properly bring the truth to that episode, that is, I feel bad and I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about North Korea.
Right.
You know, and judging from how totally flipped out I was being in Beijing and Cairo and Calcutta in 2000, which are all, I believe, way above North Korea, I would imagine if I went to North Korea, I'd be out of my fucking mind. Of course, they would also give me a carefully curated look at it as well.
Right. And he was still a fascinating figure. How he ended up in your life was fascinating. How he ended up in Dennis Rodman's life was fascinating.
Yeah.
And then by playing basketball with Dennis Rodman out of charity, Dennis Rodman's charity, not his, he ends up going to North Korea. I mean, it is a fascinating, crazy story.
Yeah. And I hope we presented that as this is a guy we're interested in. This is his point of view.
Yeah.
And we don't really have, I mean, we should not have called this podcast, We Know Everything About North Korea. We're going to change it back to Penn Sunday School.
It doesn't always edit on the web as fast as we'd like. But we've done our best to do it. No, because I mean, the thing is, what I hate about the Joe Rogan thing is it'll have someone say like a lot of bullshit for 4 hours and then at the very end go, well, make up your mind for yourselves. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. And so if you felt like we did that with Mr. Terwilliger, who I love saying, then I do feel bad.
Yeah.
I don't think we did, but
there certainly did a little bit of that.
Yeah.
We gave someone a forum here to state an opinion that many people disagree with.
Right.
So we certainly did the Joe Rogan thing a little bit.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. And
but what we didn't do is the Howard Stern thing. And I think that a lot of people expect that from us. And we never do that on the show.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Where we
rail back at the person.
Yeah.
No, we don't. I don't think we've ever argued with any of our guests.
No.
I mean, we had Marianne Williamson on and don't agree with really anything she has to say. But we didn't drill into her the whole time.
And again, and that was the thing, again, it was fascinating that we had a presidential candidate, an active presidential candidate, in Reddy Rich's house.
Boy, if she'd have won, huh? It is funny about that, how you have a vested interest then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You anybody that's met any presidential candidate automatically goes for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again.
I mean, with the exception of me and Donald Trump. I may have been giving more false information.
Uh-oh.
Joseph writes, I can't say his last name, so I'll keep his privacy.
Yeah.
Since August of 2017, my wife and I have been planning to go to St. John's in Newfoundland in April 2024 to witness the eclipse. Much of this has to do with listening to BSS and to the great time you had there over the past several years. We recently started taking action to actually book the trip. In coordinating with a travel agent, we learned that April is not tourist season in Newfoundland, and much, if not all, of the island is still mostly covered with snow and ice. Our travel agent was unable to find many hotels that were even open during the dates for our trip, and some of the other activities we were hoping to participate in are not recommended this time of year. Puffin boat ride. Just thought you might want to know, even if just to inform others like me that may have been planning on experiencing eclipse with you. And Reddy, of course, answered, you've never met Emily Zoltan Gillette. And it's true that my wife could not only get the puffin boat to go out, she'd get the puffins to go back to the island. I must confess that I'm probably not going to go to Newfoundland for the eclipse. I'm probably going to go to Prince Edward Island and be with Lawrence Krauss.
Okay.
Because Lawrence Krauss and his family was planning on being with me and my family for the eclipse in Newfoundland. And Lawrence Krauss wrote to us a few months ago and said, what the fuck are we thinking? It's fucking ice. This is the scientists among us going, what the fuck? Newfoundland's cold. And supposedly supposedly, now I'm questioning everything. The path of the eclipse, so they say.
If you believe there's a moon, go on.
we'll also cut a nice swath. Swath the word I want?
Swath is exactly the word you don't want.
Okay.
Swath.
Swath. Swath. Swath it would be a dusky appearance, right?
I think so.
Swath across Prince Edward Island. So we're probably going to go up there.
Okay, great.
So, yes, sorry, Joseph. Sorry, Joseph, to make you to embarrass you in front of your travel agent.
Yeah, that's tough. And in your defense, you literally got new information from a scientist, and you're adjusting accordingly.
Because when I was in Newfoundland, it was really nice.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah, and I'd have to understand that April is different from July.
Well, you wouldn't think April is still covered in ice. That's what you don't think.
Yeah. About. Well, you know, April and July are different in Vegas, but still not covered in ice in April.
No, no.
By the way, has anyone else noticed it's wicked hot?
It came later to Vegas for our meteorologist fans out there. Uh-huh. We went the most days without triple-digit weather than ever, and then we immediately followed up with three heat advisories in a row, which was a real comeback. A real good announcement.
Like the Golden Knights. hottest day in the world
Yeah.
In recorded history, which is not that long. Recorded history is like, what, 100 years less?
I think so.
But still amazing. Amazing that the Earth is really is warming.
Yeah.
I have a lot to answer for, you know. I wanted to see more evidence of global warming, you know, 20 years ago.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Thank you.
Did you read The Secret? Did you manifest?
I manifested it, yeah. It was a, it's bad shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And did you hear about this weatherman who was talking about the heat and there was getting death threats? From right wingers who say that the climate change is a hoax, and so when weathermen get death threats,
I don't understand. I did not growing up. You heard about like civil rights and all these fights, and then you know there's big Earth Days and all those kinds of things happening. I did not expect a full relapse in the country. I didn't think I would grow up in a more fighting for ignorance thing era. Yeah. Weird.
It really is weird. It's just unbelievable. And the noose keeps tightening on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I still don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
Yeah.
I don't even get caught up. I can't. I'm not doing that.
No. But McDonald's continues to feed him bad food.
I am, I'm a flat earther when it comes to Donald Trump's indictments. People can tell me all the evidence they have in the world. My fingers are in my ears. La, 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 la. I can't.
He's our next president.
That's it.
Yeah.
Until I hear otherwise, he's our next pres.
Yeah.
I can't.
Won't get fooled again.
You know, it's like you keep putting your beach chair down and then the tide keeps coming in kind of thing. I've moved my beach chair too many times. I'm not going to the beach anymore.
Yeah. Your beach chair is now 5 blocks away at Starbucks.
Exactly.
I feel I'm safe here.
Yeah.
I'll have a decaf Americano iced. I'll sit here and kind of smell the ocean.
That's it. No way. Can't do it.
I think so. What are you up to, Matt Donnelly?
I have been, we're coming up on a new season of Fool Us.
And we have an announcement, right? Have we made the announcement?
I don't know if we talked about this on air or not.
No. But there's no more Allison Hannigan.
No.
For those of you who love Allison Hannigan, and we're among them.
Yeah.
We will no longer have Allison Hannigan to kick around anymore.
No. And we have a new, brand new host. Brooke Burke.
Brooke, which is really fun to say. Brooke Burke. Yeah. We had a Zoom call with her the other day after one of our managers showed his incredible incompetence at Zoom. Breathtaking incompetence. And then Brooke came in, and Brooke is a star.
Yes.
You know how I can tell she's a star? When we were doing Zoom with her, everyone else had one camera. She had two. Yes. She had a two-camera shoot. On her Zoom
call. She couldn't hear us on her laptop. So she also called in with her phone so she could hear us.
You believe in that? I'm believing Brooke Burke is a very attractive human being.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking she's saying, everybody else is struggling to get one angle that's tolerable. Look at me. I look good from here and from here.
You want to know whether I'm ready for hosting? I know where my cameras are.
Yeah.
I can work multiple cameras, even on a Zoom call.
I have two of them.
I'll take this one down to camera two. I'll take this on camera one.
Also, you want to know the importance of people on this project.
Yeah.
I'm twice as important. And Andrew was with Lincoln in the same box. So we know that they are half as important as the people that Brooke is twice as important as. But Brooke seemed wonderful, didn't she?
Yes.
Were you optimistic?
Very. Very optimistic. I mean, you know, she did Dancing with the Stars for years. Mm-hmm. Wild On and a bunch of other shows. And I think she's just a total
What was that
pro.
Other one?
Wild On is where she started. That was when we were young. When E! First became a television network.
Mm-hmm.
Wild On was this show where she would go around to like these crazy cities around the world and interview people. It was kind of like a travel show. It was called Wild On. So it'd be like Wild On, you know, Cabo. Wild On, whatever.
Cabo's probably the best choice.
The most exotic city.
Yeah. Cabo. Because you're thinking it's exactly like the big sphere we have here in Vegas. And you go, people are going to play there. How about you too?
If you want to know. Yeah. Good idea.
Good idea. And then you're done. Wild On Cabo. We're done. And I say that, Brooke, letting you know that we were done with the concept of Fool Us halfway through year one. And now we're going on year 11, which they call year 10.
Yes. Yeah. It's bothersome.
It's really bothersome. And I tell people we're in the 11th season. They go, yeah. CW calls it season 10. And we go, yeah, but it's the 11th season. They go, yeah, but, you know, CW calls it 10.
It was season 7 because, you know, a lot of the shows, they split them into two different, including Dancing with the Stars, The Voice. A lot of those people started doing the two rounds a year. We did that once in season 7.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up our ability to count.
You're saying there's two? Yeah, you just add another one. So 10 becomes 11. You know why? Because addition is commutative. Yeah.
Because we did 24 episodes in season 7, so we call it season 7A and season 7B. This year, season 10, doing 20 episodes, that's one season.
Yeah.
Because.
So I could fix this.
How are you going to do that?
CW operates in base 11.
We are going, at the end of this,
yeah,
we will have finished season 12. By the way, they're calling it season 10. Yeah. We're finishing season 12.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. But it's very exciting. Yeah.
Longest running magic show in history, I guess, and on the television.
On that, yeah.
Yeah, sure. David Segal. Let's tell David Segal, the New York Times, most successful magicians in the history of the world, most famous. When Houdini was barely known, Ben and Teller were already famous.
Yes. I took one shot in that Zoom meeting, and it was only to make Andrew laugh, but I asked if Brooke was comfortable saying the word prestidigitation.
And she pronounced it perfectly.
Boom.
Right away. Prestidigitation, no problem.
Kept repeating it. Didn't even say, what was it again? She just kept repeating, what's prestidigitation?
Yeah.
Allison Hannigan would not say it, not even to me. Mm-hmm. And so I had a dollar bet every year with Andrew that I would try to get her to say it on prompter. Mm-hmm. And just, if she even attempted it, Andrew owed me a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid Andrew a dollar every season. So it was a fine ending to a 10-year bit. Or CW would say a 9-year bit.
Why? Isn't it in? Like, remember when Michael Jackson was doing a TV special and then he said he was being paid $50 million and HBO said, yeah, $50 million. Everybody said, yeah. And it wasn't $50 million, but it's in everyone's best interest to lie in that direction, right? Like when Lance Burton signed his contract at the Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
I'm going to get $150 million contract.
Yeah.
They went, sure. And he went, sure. And they all went like that. All we're trying to do is say the actual number of seasons we've done, and the CW will not back us. You know, this is a successful show on our network, but don't let them get too successful. Don't let them get too big for their britches. Who else does that? Who else? What other network is saying, oh, American Idol?
Yeah.
We've done one less season than people think. Who else has done that?
I won't go on record as more than four. I don't know. What's even crazier.
And you know, Chris Angel, who's got a show on the CW, he's in season 8. And he did one of the lowest rated seasons in the history of television. But now they're going to call it season 8.
Yeah. What's even crazier is you said you were done with season 1. You were probably putting together one of your best season lineups of tricks you've done.
I think so. I think it's crazy. Yeah. And boy, I don't know how we ever did that, Hondro. I have no idea how we were able, Hondro, to come up with
Hondro,
all of these.
I'm trying to think of
what has actually changed, Hondro, that made us be able to come up, Hondro, with better tricks, Hondro. What could that have possibly? Because it's a total mystery to me. It's the exact same people, plus Hondro. It's the exact same people. What could have possibly changed? What was the inspiration, Hondro, that struck our hearts? Hondro and I got an idea when we were in Spain together. Mm-hmm. Even though we were working hard on this show, we compared our notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Hondro has two notebooks.
Yeah.
And every day he writes one movie idea and one magic idea.
Every day?
Every day. Just like a paragraph.
Yeah, but still, that's impressive.
Every day. And I have my notebook where I write ideas all the time. So just for kicks, while we were waiting for his family to cook us a wonderful supper.
Mm.
Oh, they make this potato green bean stew that is such a wonderful food. It's like a New England boiled dinner, but it's in Valencia. And no cabbage and no corned beef. While we were waiting for that, we just opened up our notebook, so to speak. Mm. I'll show you yours if you show me mine. And I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Because the other is a violation of privacy. We had, and this was really startling to both of us, we both had the same idea written down for a magic trick that we'd never seen or heard about. We both had it. And we both had different notes on the same idea. So I told Teller about it. And Hunter and I wrote back and forth after we left Spain.
Yeah.
And we brought Teller into it. And Hondra, I haven't seen it yet. Hondra just sent me a WhatsApp because, you know, he's not American.
Yeah.
He sent me a WhatsApp. He said, I tried the idea we talked about at a magic convention that I was just at. I want you to see the reaction. Hondra would not be sending that to me if the reaction was booing.
Right. indifference.
I've got a feeling that this is a killer idea.
Wow.
And it'll be interesting to somebody, I guess me,
yeah,
that Hondra was doing an entirely different, it's the same trick,
mm-hmm,
some of the same effects, but the take on it is entirely different.
Really?
Entirely. I'm doing a serious intellectual approach to it.
Yeah.
And Hondra's doing it full out clown. And we're doing the same bit.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting, you know, how it plays. I like it so much, I want to shoehorn it into this season to fool us, but that's a mistake because this will be so good live that it'll be much better in the future.
Yeah.
And if there's a season 13 or 11, depending on how you count a fool us.
Yeah, yeah. And why wouldn't there be?
I don't know. I don't, yeah, know. Yeah. Because every magician in the world's been on 3 times?
That's not important. I mean, you got in on this weird level of TV.
Yeah.
Years ago, 100 episodes, you've just been like, when are we putting a bow on it and we're going to syndicate it?
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, what the hell else can I put on this slot that'll make people stop flipping channels?
Yeah.
Basically, no one watches AGT compared to how they used to watch AGT.
Right.
But what it does get is some audience, which is like, what do you put on there for 2 hours?
I don't look at our ratings much,
right,
but I see like the ratings for like Tucker Carlson,
yeah,
things like that, and they go through that. We're double that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we see other shows that are on that people are talking about. We're always double it.
Not to mention,
we have a lot of people watching Fool Us.
And not to mention, the YouTube penetration of that show is crazy.
Yeah.
And I can tell because people say, I love Fool Us. I watch it all the time. They name all these tricks. And then I bring up the name Hondra or Helen Coghlan, and they go, who? And because Helen doesn't upload her stuff to YouTube, and Hondra doesn't upload her stuff to YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see people who say they're diehard fans,
yeah,
and don't.
Well, they're two people that, the only two people that follow the rules, is that right?
That's right. And you, because yeah, every year I sit down with Glenn, I'm like, everyone does it, Glenn. And when I search for Penn & Teller tricks, I can't find them. I can only find Fool Us tricks. Please put Penn & Teller's tricks from, yeah, Fool Us on the air. You own them. The people who, because he goes, it says in the contract, your contract's with Andrew. He's right there. Your contract is with 117 Productions.
Yeah.
Ask Pete and Andrew if they don't want your shit on YouTube. They're not going to say no. I do it once a year. I beg Glenn to put your stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No, you don't break the rules.
We follow the rules, which is crazy. And Hondra follows the rules
as
well.
You asked me about me, and I did my job as a proper co-host, and I made it about you, but can you ask me again?
What are you up to?
I am about to go on a tour that you're producing.
So I'm producing this tour?
Yeah.
Let's talk about me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Foolers is doing a what's going to end up being about a 25-date tour.
Wow.
For over
all different cities?
All different cities.
You're going on the road.
I'm going on the road. I'm going legit going to be living on a tour bus.
Now, you've never gone on the road before.
I've never done a tour bus before. I've only flown around with Piff. We were weekend warriors. where we would check in nine checked bags, trying to get it on two carts at an airport into one rental vehicle. I've done that with Piff. That's always fun with a dog. But this is legit, no, on the road.
Oh, and a tour bus.
Yeah, 12-person touring van with lounges and bunks and, you know, whatever Wi-Fi is available, that's it. And we're going from city to city to city starting the second weekend of September.
And this is you?
Yep.
Vinny?
Yep.
Vinny Grosso?
Yep.
Alex?
Alex Ramon. We have to get in here. We have to bring Alex in for
an interview. Yeah, I like Alex. Yeah, yeah. And, of course, Jessica Jane.
Oh, and she would be great in here, too.
I love Jessica Jane.
We'll just say the word circus in front of both of you, and then that'll be two episodes.
Yeah, yeah. I love Jessica Jane. I just love her.
An incredible worker.
And she's killing on the show.
I was psyched. It was so fun to work on the show with these guys for a week in three cities, and I'm psyched to go back and rejoin them.
And it'll be so interesting to talk to you after 25 cities when you hate every one of them with an absolute purple passion. It'll be like, I was out with Alex fucking Ramon. Yeah, right? That'll be what it's like, right?
He'll become Alex fucking Ramon to me.
Spilled coffee in the fucking tour bus, didn't clean it up.
Likes oil and vinegar on everything.
Boy, Vinny's sounds he makes when he eats. Does Jessica Jane have to tap her foot so loudly when she's listening to her headphones? Why do you have to tap your foot? You're not keeping time. The musicians are doing that. Just listen. By the way, am bringing up all complaints that were called into me from the Velvet Underground. From the Velvet Underground's tour bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lou was busted on a rock and roll tour bus for tapping his foot too much to the music in his headphones.
Oh, my gosh.
John Cale was not happy with that. Don't tap your foot, man.
No, I think Mike Mills, your co-producer, Mills Entertainment, got a bus with two lounges.
Okay.
You can do an extra bedroom or whatever, and he went with two lounges. I think for that very purpose of like, I'm going to be riding the back today.
Now, are you going to sleep on the bus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's bunks enough for you?
There's bunks, 12 bunks. I don't know if all 12 are full.
And how many people are going with you?
I don't know the full
four performers and probably what, three crew people?
Yeah, I think about three or four crew. Stage manager, lighter. Just the guy with the lighter. Anyone smoking? Like, no one smokes, man.
I got the lighter right here.
I know. I know you do.
I'm all set for the lighter.
You do.
Maybe if you want to have light some fireworks. No, we have punk. We have punk. We don't need your lighter.
Yeah, so the full crew and all of us, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled.
What are the 25 cities?
I will get them out right now.
Why don't you get them? Whip them out. Whip them out.
What am I doing? I'm going to foolerslive.com.
Foolerslive.com?
Foolers.
That's where you'd want to be? Foolerslive.com?
Yeah.
Are tickets on sale already? No.
Tickets are on sale already.
Oh, really?
For 16 of the 25 days. I got to schedule it at more dates, so I know more dates will be announced as it goes.
Okay.
But right now we're starting off in York, PA. We're actually building the show there for a week and then doing the show that Friday.
Good.
Heading over to Utica, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Nashville, Indiana, Davenport, Indiana, Cedar Rapids, Indiana, Wichita, Kansas, Louisville, Kentucky. My wife's coming to that show and it's her birthday. And my kids will be there. Then we're going to Englewood, New Jersey, baby.
Yeah.
Jersey. Worcester. Mass.
Worcester. You're playing Worcester?
We're playing to Worcester.
Oh, that's great. You know, the Worcester's kind of where Flicks takes place, the Annie Baker play.
Nice. Stamford, Connecticut.
When you get to Worcester,
yeah.
Okay, I want you to talk to a few people outside and say, oh, that's where I've heard Ben talk like that before. You will hear people talk like me in Worcester.
Oh, but after Stamford, Connecticut, we're going to Lowell.
Oh, Lowell.
Lowell, Mass.
Jack Kerouac.
Yeah, Jack Kerouac, that's right. Buffalo, New York.
Are you going to visit Jack Kerouac's grave?
I hope so. Yeah. Whatever Kerouac something they have there, I'm definitely going to it. Shit. Buffalo, New York, and Concord, New Hampshire. More dates will be announced, but go to Fooler's Live. You get on their mailing list if you just sign up there.
You get essentially the Rolling Thunder review tour.
Yeah.
That's where Dylan was going in 75.
I love all of it. I think, yeah, we're going to these towns that are a little off the path, and I love it.
And how big are the theaters about?
They're all about 1,000 seats.
Uh-huh. Good.
With different challenges to different material as each we approach each theater, but it's going to be super fun.
Oh, well, unrelated to this, I'm going to need some time off if you let Glenn know.
You already went to the Floors and didn't tell me.
Yeah,
oh, yes. We haven't answered the episode yet.
Actually, yeah. When we were in Spain, Glenn said to me, what are the chances that Ready Rich shows up at one of these shows and doesn't tell us? And I said, well, I don't think he can fly transatlantic.
Yeah.
You can't do that, right? Ready?
Correct.
Right.
I will die.
Yeah. If you could fly transatlantic, you would have shown up, wouldn't you?
If I could drive, I would definitely show up.
And not told us.
Yes.
If I didn't have two children, I would have been in Spain.
It was something. Jandro said he went to a magic convention, and he said the whole magic convention was split into people who'd seen it and people who wanted to have seen it. He said it was just all the chatter. He was very proud of himself. Because I was saying I was having some postpartum depression. And Jandro said, you wouldn't if you were with me. He said, the show is completely alive in these people's minds. So that made me happy.
Now, you asked me about what I was up to, and I made it about you. You have to ask me again.
Okay. What are you up to?
I got a solo tour before I joined the Foolers, before really? Foolers start.
Now, when does Foolers start?
Foolers starts August 2nd.
August. Wait a minute. Foolers starts August
2nd? No. Foolers starts September 14th.
September 14th. Yeah. Fool Us starts August
7th. Fool Us season whatever.
Foolers.
Yeah.
Starts September?
14th.
So you're just finishing up Fool Us and then flying out to Foolers right away.
Basically, yeah.
Does the bus have a name?
Not yet.
Because, you know, the famous tour bus in the 70s was Fido.
Yeah.
Spelled with a P-H.
Yeah.
And an E-A-U at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Fido.
Yeah.
Which was Frank Zappa's tour bus, which is supposed to be the best tour bus. And it's the one that Dylan took. When he went around New England.
So I'll find out if it doesn't have a name.
You'll name it.
If not, we'll name it. We'll That'll name be the first thing we'll do.
And maybe you write on the side of it in big letters, Chris Angel has a question.
But before Fool Us starts, I'm doing one East Coast little tear. I'm playing Baltimore.
Balmer.
Shrewsbury, PA.
Yep,
Shrewsbury, PA at the Sherman Theater. I'm playing Greenmount Station in Hempstead, Maryland. Cult Classic Brewing in Kent Island, Maryland, Capitol Hilton in Washington, D.C., Smoke and Mirrors in Philadelphia, PA. So go ahead and check those.
That's a big tour.
It is. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, what kind of places are those?
Some places are little magic theaters in the big cities, and some of them are bigger theaters in the smaller towns.
So you're always the same size fish, just the pond changes.
Correct. Yeah. That's right. But that's all happening July 22nd through July 29th. You go to mynoodler.com for those tour dates, especially Shrewsbury. Could use a little love over in Shrewsbury. I sold out two of them already. Mm-hmm. But get over to Shrewsbury, and then I'm going back to Elkton, Maryland as well.
You love playing there.
I know. They like me over there. It's a help fundraiser for the fire station they're doing down there. But I'll be in Elkton on July 23rd.
How are they going to? Don't fall in with the firemen.
I know.
They'll never pick you out. They'll say, this is where you belong. No one's ever looked more like a fireman than you.
I'm going to dress like a baseball player. So I'm going to do anything just not to...
cheerleader outfit.
Cheerleader outfit, just to make sure I can't fit in or whatever. As soon as I go like, what are you putting in that chili? Oh, no, it's over. It's over. Is that smoked paprika or regular paprika? Oh, and then I never leave.
It's the end. Well, congratulations. Now, how are you doing this tour? Is it by car?
I'm flying out. Yeah, I'll be by car. And my brother lives in Kent Island, Maryland. So I'm just staying with my brother and driving in and out from his place.
And totally alone?
No, Jobeth from Elkton Magic, Jobeth Bowers, he's doing his judgmentalist routine. He's a lawyer turned mentalist.
Uh-huh.
So he's judgmentalist. He'll be opening for me the majority of those places.
So you'll be traveling in the car together?
Yeah.
Telling stories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to be great. My family's going to fly out for some of it and spend time with my brother who's got a boat on the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, you're living the life, aren't you?
I'm trying to make it one good thing. Yes.
Yeah, good. Good. And then you're excited about working with Brooke Burt?
I am. It's interesting to write for a new voice. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting after however many seasons I've been writing for Fool Us. Some say 10. To be writing for a new voice, it's a totally different deal, and it's fun. And yes, I've just been watching her Dancing with the Stars clips, trying to get that kind of rhythm in my head. And it's fun to reshape how the show's going
to
sound.
And is there any way you can sum up the differences in styles from Allison to Brooke Burke?
Well, Brooke Burke is like very, she comes off like such a seasoned pro, you know? And so with Dancing with the Stars, that show felt big. And so it's exciting to think about making Foolus feel like big and mm-hmm. prestigious, you know? Allison was very like friendly. She's a great, like
very down home.
Yeah. And she was definitely like, what was great. It was always fun to write for her as the voice of the audience. If I can, mm-hmm. if I can take what people might be thinking at home and give her a cute turn on that for a welcome back or something like that. I felt like that was putting her in the best light in the show in the best light with her mm-hmm. and with Brooke. I think right now, until I figure it out, until she says, I hate these. I think it's like making this the event.
The black shiny floor.
Yeah. Because, yeah, she just makes, yeah, her stuff with Dancing with the Stars is so, like, great and big and glowing. It's pretty cool. So that's what I'm leaning into right now.
Good, good. Well, I liked her. I liked her.
Oh, yeah.
I liked both of her windows on Zoom. I could barely pull off my one.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be really cool. And I know you have some bits planned for her and stuff. It's going to be super.
Yeah, we're doing more with her than we did with Allison. Isn't that weird? First time out?
But yeah.
We are. We're going to teach her a trick to do for us.
Well, that's the other thing that's exciting for the show. If you go back to Allison's early seasons, she was just the best person to ask to do a magic trick because she was blown away by everything.
Yeah.
You know? She got grossed out so many times that she was so skeptical.
And really, by the last season, she was going, is that just a double lift and a top change? You know, you learn stuff.
You got that from David Williamson, yeah?
That's a turn on the Williamson thing.
I know his book's unpublished, but not in print anymore, but I think you got that from that.
Well, that's exciting that you'll be.
Yeah.
And then you're on the road. How long? From September?
Through October 15th. September 10th through October 15th.
So just a month tour.
Yeah. About 5 weeks.
And
yeah.
Moving a lot.
That'll be interesting. I mean, it's something I always dreamed about. And it's funny that only now where it's like really feels weird to leave my children for that long. Does it actually feel weird? But
yeah. Well, it's a godless universe full of pain.
No, but it's something I always dreamed about doing. And turns out it's really hard to do with improv and much easier to do with magic.
Are you going to bring an acoustic guitar along and just do the jam sessions from the bus?
Well, I hope they don't mind. But I'm working my circular breathing, so I'm bringing a didgeridoo.
No, I would say things that you must pack for a bus tour with other people, yeah. A didgeridoo and bagpipes.
It calms me. Oh,
I don't know.
Gas stop?
I don't know what it is, but every morning at 4 a.m., I just got to play the bagpipes.
They can't tell, but I am playing Amazing Grace.
And they're all praying for you to get that lung infection.
Yeah. No, I'm working on a new bit for it, and we're working on your bits for it, and it's going to be a really fun show.
Oh, that's right, because you're going to put – aren't you putting a nail gun or something?
I believe so.
Wow.
That seems nuts, but it actually came up with a meeting about different challenges of different theaters that trick solves a lot of problems if that's in the show.
Well, yeah, except you have to do it.
No, I mean, it doesn't solve my problem.
You know, you'd be doing it?
I think – well, yeah, unless you want someone else to do it.
No, let me just tell you something. You know how good Hondro is?
Yeah.
You know, he's working every day on it, and he can't do it. Just so you know.
I know. I mean, that's basically, yeah. I'm working on it from the monologue perspective, and then I just, after Fool Us,
your brain,
Fool Us Raps is going to be nothing but that.
Your brain will explode. Having just done it in Spanish.
I bet it's going to explode. It's worth it. It's one of the greatest routines. It's one of the greatest routines, and for the tour, there's a danger element to it, which is helpful.
Yep.
And it.
Well, a danger element, which is helpful to the show, less helpful to you.
Not helpful to my testicles or neck. But I've been trying to get a vasectomy anyway. I imagine it's going to be a lot of work, but I want to do that work. I think it's going to be unbelievable. And as someone who I believe will spend the rest of my life as a pen and teller zealot and ambassador, might as well have that feather in my cap as well. So I'll do that.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, Glenn was really happy with the show.
Yeah, I really liked the way it came together, too.
And he'd be very happy to know that Hondro was saying that his trick you do in the show,
yeah,
the battle of wishes.
Yeah.
He was saying, boy, Matt's really good at that.
It's so fun. That's so fun. That's like, it's really as if Hondro wrote a trick for me on that one in terms of my skill set and my abilities or whatever.
But Hondro's biggest problem with that is the getting it set up so people really do write it. He said getting the station set up.
That's
if lobbies are small, it's hard.
No, yeah. If you go to the Fooler's show, we spend a lot of the slide presentation just reminding, please fill us out. Yeah. Opening up one sheet and it's blank is funny. Opening up two and it's not funny. So, yeah. But that trick's great. It's super fun. And Chad Rabinowitz, the director, he really wanted it to feel like a group putting on a show and not like, here's this guy, now there's this person, now there's this trick, now there's that trick. So he really set up a lot of interplay, which made me do a lot of improv and rehearsals. That was a lot of fun, and a lot of it stayed in the show. So, but this, it feels like a bigger group presentation of magic.
So who do you think will crack first on the bus?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I'm the rookie, so I got to say, the money's got to be on me. I have to be the highest odds. I'm leaving two children behind. No one else is doing that.
Yeah.
Alex is bringing his dog. Big X factor on that one. I don't think anything cracks Jessica Jane Peterson.
No.
Nothing cracks. So like that's the most. That's like 40-1 odds on Jessica Jane.
And Vinny may walk on the bus cracked.
But Vinny's done the tour bus thing and he loves it.
Okay.
And he's tour managed, and this time he's just talent. So okay. I think he's got that going for him. I keep making a case for me, I guess, huh?
Yeah, because Alex is Ringling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He traveled a goddamn train with clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to make it.
Yeah. So there you go. There you go. Yeah, I got the fam coming out about 3/4 of the way through, which I think helps.
Yeah.
We'll see. I know you sleep with your feet towards the driver.
Is that right?
Yeah, because if they hit the brakes, you don't want your head going into the wall. You want your feet going into the wall.
You learn little things.
Yeah. I've heard that you want a top bunk because when people walk by, that can start to kick up and collect dust. And that was a disgusting thought to me. So we'll see about that.
Yeah, the bottom bunk can also be claustrophobic.
Yeah. That's what I'm really actually worried about is I am a little claustrophobic with stuff, but I'll figure that out. I'll sleep on the couch and wiggle my feet and annoy everyone.
You'll sure like it very much when the venues have showers.
Well, that's it. The places we went on the first three tours, they great fit. When you play, I'm not used to these larger theaters. When you go to these larger theaters, they often have laundry facilities, shower facilities.
Yeah, I've seen you performing in a laundry room.
Exactly.
Some of the bucket shows. of the bucket shows. I've seen you in Pipe and Drape and Little Else.
They brought me to the green room. And I was like, so is this where we're doing the show here for everyone gathering? Oh, we're going to do this style seating in this venue? Okay, good.
It's be like a couple couches and easy chairs. Good, I'll be okay over here. And that's where the drinks are for the audience?
Yeah.
No, you're in the green room, man.
Does someone sell those, or is it like a bucket there or whatever? Not everything economically can be solved with a bucket, Matt. There are other ways of commerce.
Didn't you buy a metamorphosis rig?
I did have a metamorphosis rig. I bought it and sold it back. I do have a suspension rig in my garage that my wife is thrilled about that I have no plans for.
You just threw me with the claustrophobia thing.
Oh, to be briefly claustrophobic is fine. Like I'll pack into a gondola or something.
So you were absolutely fine on the Titanic submarine. Oh, God. That was brief enough.
There are multiple stories of warning signs where that thing was stuck for hours and other journeys before the tragic one.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
The tragic one? I think every journey it had was tragic.
But, you know, they're like, well, it was out of control. We couldn't find it for a couple hours that time. Then we went out again. What? You can't lose a sub in, I don't know, the fucking ocean. It's pretty big last I checked.
Yeah, we're so used to things not being lost.
Yeah.
You know, GPS and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
The modern world. Yeah, we don't think this possible. But.
I drive home friends of my son.
Yeah.
I was driving home a friend of his after she saw a movie with him and then saw our show. And I was thinking, there's no way she would ever get home. if we didn't have GPS. I couldn't follow directions from somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even remember what that was like. Well, I do remember. I never got anywhere. Right. People had to drive me.
Having to track your friend out on the phone, on their home phone, so they could give you directions for when you're going to meet them later.
Yeah.
In the week.
Yeah. And having a time.
Yeah. And then stopping by a gas station and being like, my friend said to go left when I saw the big red mailbox. Do you know if there's a big red mailbox around here?
Yeah. And where the drugstore used to be. Supposed to take a left where the drugstore used to be.
What's a Krauser's?
I don't know how we ever met for dinner.
It's amazing, right?
How do we ever do that?
It's amazing.
Seems impossible.
Yeah.
Seems impossible. So on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. That show is so cool. I mean, it's funny everybody brings it up. I'm in a box in one of the tricks in the show.
You are, and it's supposed to be an amazing moment.
It's a pretty fun, it's a great moment. I'm uncomfortable there, but not for claustrophobic reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But that stuff's super fun. It's so cool. There's so many, I'm getting to do Penn and Teller tricks, and they're really cool to do. They seem like they'd be awesome to do, and they are.
Oh,
and it turns out these road-tested, awesome routines in front of hundreds of people from Broadway to Vegas, turns out that's a great way to test the trick. Seems like a fine way.
A
few thousand times in front of audiences from all over the world. Seems like it's a great way to figure out if a trick's worth moving on to a couple other guys.
Good.
Totally good.
Good. We're doing a couple shows somewhere. The end of this month, we're in we're in Jersey and we're in D.C., I think.
Yes. So. If you go to PennTeller.com, you check out the Penn & Teller tour dates there. But yeah,
couple tour dates.
I'm actually missing you in D.C. by 2 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm doing a show on the 29th and you're doing it 2 days later.
Oh,
or 28th, and you know, 2 days later.
Will there be any audience left for us?
Playing the Capitol Hilton, my friend.
Really?
Green room, laundry room.
Well, there you go. I think we covered it. I think we can say that was Penn Sunday School.
That was Penn Sunday School.
Cha cha cha.
And to our listening,
you become naked. Yeah, less than a year to the eclipse. Less than a year.
Who knows where you're watching it?
I do.
That was Penn Sunday School.
Prince Edward Island is where I'll be at.
Call your travel agent.
That was Penn Sunday School.
You know we love you. You got anybody to thank there, Matt Donnelly?
Yes, I want to thank the people who keep this show going over at patreon.com/pen. That's Kelly McCauley, Corey Mitchell, Robin Garnett, jlbusinessadvisors.com, Love, Tom, and Julie Lynn. The first part's a web address. The second part's just kindness. Ovi Dimitrian Jr., Jeremy R22, Winter Ryakowski, Kristen Kledick, Michael Cohen, Dr. Scooplittle, Joe Mastrangelo, Jeremiah Jenkins, Michael Kaplan, the jelly bean counting idiot, and the luckiest husband in the world. Great to hear from you, Michael. Jesse Miller, Alexander Hoffman, Danny Olwine, Stephen Volcano, Jim the magician who would love to perform the new Penn & Teller block trick naked, Scooped Mids, and Paul McBride. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.